Everything. Yeah, do people ever do movie announcer voices on this? On your show?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, at times.
Oh, yeah.
Show? Okay.
It comes and goes. But I'm
gonna comes in waves.
I get that. It's a sound joke.
That's true.
I made a joke, and it was great, and I didn't know.
Those are the best kinds of jokes, when you accidentally make a joke.
Yeah.
Especially when they're...
Because then I get to share on the joke, too.
Yeah.
So I didn't even know.
Oh, my God, is that something funny? Those are fun.
How was your day?
We're going to do animal noises to kill time.
Yeah.
Kind of
animal
noises. Let's see. I mean, purring is a good one. That's a good start. What do you got?
Already.
Let's see. Elephant? We could do an elephant. Let's see. What else we got in our repertoire? A goose? You do a goose? Oh, there you go.
Oh.
Yeah. What animal sounds do I do?
Make a rabbit sound
for me to go. Well, I had a rabbit. They made a sound.
Oh, it's awful.
What a guinea pig.
Have you
sound
seen?
Like?
Well,
I pitched pigs.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's real bad. I saw a documentary about preparing guinea pigs in Argentina, I think it was, where they're a delicacy and also where they're native to.
Yeah.
Southern America. I'm not sure if it's exactly Argentina.
I think Peru.
Peru. I think it was Peru. Thank you. And they show the traditional way of preparing a guinea pig. And it's like cooking a lobster, basically. Not in a pot or anything, but in that it's alive when they start preparing.
Oh, my.
Yeah. They just kind of grab it, like, and then just pull it, and it goes, yeah. So, yeah, I've heard of guinea pig.
That sounds delicious.
You can get a guinea pig at Chino Latino. You have to call in advance, but yes, you can.
Right.
Wow.
Yep.
They have to go to the pet shop down the street. Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
Freshest of the fresh.
Yeah. It's still, like, alive when they still bring it out to you, even though it doesn't have anything left.
Stuff.
Yeah.
You tear its heart out and you show it to it.
Pretty much. That's, oh, my gosh.
Got a cute little heart.
Yeah, that reminds me. There's a list I saw of, you know, really horrible, disgusting foods, and one of them was frog sushi. And one of them was like you actually take the frog heart and you eat it while it's still beating.
Oh, yep.
That's so cool.
Ugh.
I want to see this list and eat all of it.
I kind of do. I mean, it's awful, but I would eat a beating frog heart. That's such a weird thing to say.
You got to wonder what it would taste like.
Yeah. See, and recently I went to Masu in the Mall of America. And they had a sushi roll called the Yellow Submarine because...
A living gusher.
Yellow Submarine sushi roll, I'm with you.
Yeah, because instead of using seaweed, they used a soy paper that was yellow. It was the yellow wrapping around it. Why not call it the Yellow Submarine? One part that I didn't read that was with it is surrounded by salmon eggs.
Roe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah. it's you know, there's traditional roe, which is, you know, itty bitty, like grain sized couscous, reasonable, you know, like I can eat a bunch of these and be okay.
Right.
Salmon size are closer to like the eyeball of like a rat or a hamster or a guinea pig.
Okay.
And so literally to eat them, you have to pop them in your mouth.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
You weren't a fan, it looks like.
I was surprised, but it was one of those things where it's like, all right, I've ordered this palette, let's go. Mm-hmm. And endured is the wrong word.
Did it change your life?
I know not to order it ever again because goddamn, that was weird.
All right.
Because fish juice. Well, it's fish juice, but the actual protective layer around the egg itself was actually pretty aggressive and malleable.
The casing, okay.
The casing was tough to get through, so I had to make an effort to commit all of these abortions per bite. To the point where I felt kind of guilty, where with like Ro,
I'm just imagining no, there are, the yeah. shark at the beginning of Finding they Nemo now.
Yeah, basically, like I. Well, no, I understand that. It's just more so the level of effort where salmon. I know the taste of salmon. I understand that you know it's. You know, poisoned to suit a very specific color with the flesh and all that madness.
It's the same thing as like eating a cut of beef or having like a full cow brought out to you that was, and you have a head and you're like, this is a cow I'm eating right now. You had that realization where you're like, these are little baby fish.
Well, no, it's more so I never liked bubble tea. And it's like bubble tea of the like heavy protein variety.
I totally understand where you're coming from.
See,
now.
See, there it is. There it is. I
how
had
can
to
you
connect
not hate
some
bubble tea? How can you not like bubble tea? Those little
intolerant.
Oh, those little tapioca like pearls they fit so perfectly in that straw. You can shoot them across the room, and they're like this weird gooey sticky where they'll stick to people.
That's fine. I don't want it in my mouth though.
I'm okay with that. I actually have those straws in house. If you want one for your drink, it's more so.
Yeah,
no, it isn't.
Yeah, exactly.
But a lot of the teas that are associated with bubble tea are milk-based, and I'm lactose intolerant and not willing to spend the money to buy the lactose pills to use to
just
actually want to consume it.
Just go to Tea Garden. They have regular brewed tea that you can get that in.
I also kind of hate tea, but at
Then why are we even? Why I can't even solve this for you?
It is unsolvable. But the caveat to go with it is I just started getting into coffee within the last week and a half, so maybe my palate is
very
changing.
Recent. All right. What kind of coffee are you drinking?
French roast, restaurant style.
Okay, but how are you like brewing it? Is it a French press? Are you doing?
The machine where I press the start button.
Ah, okay.
And then a batch of fresh ground. It is fresh ground.
Okay.
We do whole bean to ground, but it's just straight brewed one cream. Start out with two, but all work right. myself down to one
Very
because
nice.
Black coffee sounds kind of badass.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.